Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Joel.
You got a minute to talk?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
I just wanted to let everyone know about our new podcast, Whom It May Concern.
Oh, you mean the one where we, like, talk for an hour about live music and comedy in Philadelphia and New York? And sometimes we go off on tangents, but we pretty much always find our way back, right? And sometimes we have bands on and we chat about their origins and experiences.
You know what? That's exactly the one I wanted to mention. But let's also say that episodes come out every 2 weeks on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sounds good. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, that about covers it. Well, alright, gotta go.
See ya, and happy listening, everyone.
Yeah, happy listening, everyone.
Killer Pillow Talk, it's episode 3, and that means...
You know, we already... Oh, you're right, we don't have a theme song yet.
No, I'm making things up as I go.
I'm sorry I interrupted, Jeb.
Sorry. Killer Pillow Talk, it's episode 3, time to listen.
Are they all going to have the name of the episode in them?
I don't know. What the name of the episode
is? I mean, the number of the episode?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
It could be a new thing that podcasters have not done yet, and I'm going to bring it to the forefront.
I mean, someone on Apple Podcasts has done it.
Okay, sure.
Great.
Anyway, this is episode 3. I gave Charlie a choice this week because I had a couple of options of what I wanted to do. Originally, I was going for like audience suggestions, but I didn't get any suggestions this week, so... I didn't get suggestions last week either, except for the fact that my sister did suggest that I do something on cannibalism, so that's why I picked Leonarda, I forget her last, very Italian-sounding last name, the soap maker of Correggio. Is it bad that I can look it up? Where is it?
Leonarda Correggio.
No, Leonarda Cianciulli.
Ciabatta.
I knew it was something like that, but I just didn't, I probably, again, pronounced it all wrong. So, I'm sorry, my Italian sucks.
I'm sorry my Italian sucks.
Anyway.
I'm sorry that Italian sucks.
Yeah. So this is the story of H.H. Holmes.
Now, I saw you preparing for this, and you just kept on typing and typing.
It's very long. It's a lot.
So we might just do half now.
We might be doing a two-parter here, because this is a lot of information.
Let's just get through half of it.
Yeah, I can...
Is that possible?
He did a lot... I mean, the thing is...
I don't want to know.
Okay, well, I'll get into it, but... Okay.
Yeah. It's already
okay, H.H. Holmes was also known as the White City Devil.
H.H. Holmes, that's Sherlock.
No.
No? Sherlock's brother.
Hope not.
Sherlock's
serial killer psycho brother.
I'm thinking of H.P. Lovecraft. You're right, go on.
Yeah, different guy. He was nicknamed the White City Devil and also the Beast of Chicago. He was considered.
Ah, the White City, the Windy City. Chi-town, baby.
The Beast of Chicago, and he was considered to be one of America's first serial killers. Yay! Not really. I'm not cheering that. That's not a good thing.
No, you know, you're cheering it.
I'm not cheering it. It's a bad...
No, you love that. The Beast of Chicago?
Yeah.
That's that reflective, silver, kind of conical, oblong, spheroid shape, right?
I don't know. I haven't been
I'm
to
thinking
Chicago.
Of the Bean of Chicago.
I haven't been to Chicago, so I don't
that's
know.
That's that big bean that's in
He was Chicago. Also the landlord of the quote-unquote murder castle. He was born on May 16th, 1861 as Herman...
The date approacheth.
Herman Webster Mudgett.
I mean, as we record this, that date approaches.
May 16th. Yeah, that's coming up in
this episode.
Saturday.
Will probably let's release this
so
episode.
So his birthday this is episode. On Saturday.
Let's release this episode on May 16th.
Okay, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
H.H. Holmes.
H.H. Sherlock. H.H. quotes Sherlock.
No. Holmes. Well, his real name is Herman Webster Mudgett, and that's what he was born. That was a name
H-W?
He was given. Herman Webster Mudgett.
Homework.
Born on May 16th, 1861 in Gilmanton, New Hampshire. To Levi Horton Mudgett and Theodate Page Price.
Didn't take the last name.
I guess not. I don't know.
That's now, just... I'll do my best to not drag his name through the Mudgett, but I cannot promise you anything.
Yeah, well, I think his name has probably already been dragged through the Mudgett. Quite a bit.
I love it. You're even
so I don't think it matters. There's not really anything else that you could say about this man that would make him any worse than
I'll redeem him. Let's go. Come on.
Okay. You say that now.
No, I hate this though. So, I already know too much.
So Herman Webster Mudgett was their third child. He had an older sister, Ellen, and an older brother, Arthur, as well as a
now,
young...
That was a normal name.
Yes.
And you got Herman...
And he also had a younger brother, Henry, and a younger sister, Mary.
He's Jewish?
No, his parents were devout Methodists, so I was about
really?
To get to
that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess with the five kids, you get the Methodist part.
Yeah, I mean...
But they named him very Jewy name. Herman, Henry...
I don't know, maybe they were going for like a...
I guess it's all biblical one way or the other.
Yeah, Mary. I don't think Ellen is a biblical name.
It's all the same book, baby.
Anyway,
go on.
Where's Arthur?
Go on.
Is it Henry a biblical name?
No.
No.
Arthur's a PBS name. Go on.
Anyway. So his father worked as a farmer, trader, and a house painter. And
three jobs.
Yeah, I mean, from various accounts, it says that he was born into a wealthy family.
Then why's he got to work at all?
I don't know.
Kick your feet up.
But then, this is what...
Put a couple of Barbies on the grill.
Barbies?
Shrimps, yeah, shrimps on the Barbies.
I don't think they had Barbies in 1861.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, I don't know.
Well, anyway, throw a couple of steaks up there. Go down to your local meat butcher. Throw a couple of steaks. Pack open a couple of brewskis, and, you know, take your family's money. That's what I would do.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I would do.
Most of the information I got was off of Wikipedia, so I'm sorry if all of this is wrong, because it's like, there is so many...
Great.
Well, that's a...
Did you donate $2 to them, too? They're always asking
no.
for money.
Most of the, like, there's a lot of, like, lore involved, and, like, fictional tales about what happened... And
now, why do I know the name?
With him. H.H. Holmes is, if you never watched American Horror Story, so...
No, but maybe our audience did.
Yeah, okay, so if you watched American Horror Story...
AHS. That's on FX?
FX.
I've never seen it.
The season, I can't remember, I was trying to think of what order the seasons go in again, but I know the first one is The Haunted House.
Kathy Bates is in the show?
In the third, she comes in the third season.
I've never seen.
Second season is The Asylum. Third season is.
Lady Gaga then?
She's in the hotel season.
I've never seen.
So I'm just gonna keep telling you, you've never seen it. But third season is the occult one.
Uh-huh.
And then I can't remember what order they come in after that. There's also Freak Show. I think Freak Show was after
Freak
that.
Freak Show.
And then maybe Hotel,
Motel Freak Show.
And then I guess it might have been Cult.
You're asking me,
I don't know, but in 2016, right after the election, 2016, they did one where it was, like, a bunch of, like, Evan Peters was, like, a really right-wing, like, douchey... Nut job, and that was very.
We don't need that
true.
Now.
It was very topical and very.
We don't need that now. We're living it.
It was a little bit much.
We are living
anyway,
it.
And then I think then there was the Roanoke one, which I like that one a lot. And then
Roanoke,
Apocalypse, and now we're on
Little VA Town.
And now, and then they recently did 1984, which is
1984.
Yeah.
The book.
No, the.
The year.
AHS 1984.
And what was that?
It was like a slasher movie, kind of like Friday the 13th type thing.
I don't get it. Should I get it?
No.
All right.
It's fine. Great. Anyway, enough about that. But so anyway, the
H.H. Holmes.
H.H. Holmes, the character of Mr. March in
Mr. March.
The hotel season of American Horror Story is loosely based on this this actual person, and the hotel itself that they use in the, like, the hotel, like the setting for that season is like kind of based on
the
murder castle that he built in Chicago. Nice.
Where in Chicago? Do you get to it?
I get to it.
Okay.
So that might be why you've heard of him before. He's like fairly well known for killing a bunch of people and being a
murder castle. I do not remember.
I don't know. So he was a highly intelligent child. There were some accounts. There's like allegedly he trapped and performed surgery on animals.
That's how it starts.
But that I don't know if that's like.
You know, it's either the start of something really good, like being a vet, or it's the start of something really bad.
I'm not 100% sure on that because like there were some accounts of people being like that they tried to attribute that to him later on after it was found out, like after the whole like serial killer profiling.
Like, hey, I saw that squirrel in a splint. That was the Holmes boy.
I guess so.
Which one? Well, there's the murderer. Which one's the murderer?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, and then there was, he was also suspected of killing a childhood friend of his, but that's also never been proven, so I don't know if that was true or not.
Childhood friend?
Yeah.
What's the story there?
I don't know. It was never proven. It was just a rumor. There's a lot of rumors surrounding this guy. I don't know how much of it's
So it's all true. Circumstance. Happenstance.
I don't know. In his early life, there's not, like, a lot of proof to say what he did and what he didn't do.
That's depressing.
So he graduated high school, Phillips Exeter Academy.
Congrats. Oh, Phillip, where's that? Phillip Exeter.
I guess it's in New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
He was 16 years old and he took a job.
Oh, he graduated high school at 16?
Yeah, he was very intelligent.
Oh yeah, he's highly smart.
And then he took...
Sounds like me. Good chippity old shoulder.
You don't want to compare yourself to this person. Mm-hmm.
Why not? He sounds like a great guy so far. Except for the friend and the animal.
Alright. So then he took teaching jobs in Gilmanton and then later Alton, New Hampshire.
Oh, he's from New Hampshire?
Yes, I said that at the beginning.
Just putting the pieces together now.
Okay, and then on July 4th, 1878.
July 4th? And why do I know that date?
Independence Day.
Uh-huh.
Not the movie with
Will Smith.
Bill Pullman.
Bill Pullman. Will Smith. Welcome to Earth.
All right. He married Clara Loverling in Alton, New Hampshire. And they had one son, Robert Loverling Mudgett. And he was born on February 3rd, 1880. Loverling
Mudgett. I like that Clara was his Loverling. I call you Loverling.
You don't.
I'll start.
It's not Loverling. It's Lovering.
Lovering?
Yeah, I said, did I say Loverling?
Loverling.
Sorry, I said, it's Lovering.
Lovering.
Like, lover and then ing.
Like, what were you doing last night? Oh, she and I? We were lovering.
Lovering on each other?
We were lovering together. We hang a sock on the door. We were lovering together.
It's our lovering time. Get out of here.
And now we have to plan our lovering time.
We should just put that in our schedule next week. Be like, 1 hour of lovering.
Yeah, let's do it for now. Yeah, let's pencil it in for next week. You busy?
Not so much.
Great.
All right, so when Holmes was 18, he started attending the University of Vermont in Burlington.
Okay, so he's a college boy.
But he got bored of it and he dropped out a year
later. No.
But then in 1882, he enrolled in the University of Michigan's...
Back to college.
Department of Medicine and Surgery.
Where's that? Ann Arbor.
I don't know.
Am I thinking of Michigan State?
I don't know.
I always get them mixed up.
UMD, I don't know. And he graduated in June of 1884. Apparently they didn't have that much, you didn't have to do that much schooling to become a doctor, those back in the
day. There wasn't as much information.
Yeah, it's like 2 years are good. It's like an associate's degree in doctoring.
Today, I wouldn't even let a doctor without 10 years of experience even touch me.
Yes, well.
And a mask.
Well, he did get a lot of time practice working in the anatomy lab while he was in college.
He must have loved that.
Under Professor Herdman, the chief anatomy instructor.
Now, was Herdman Jewish?
Herdman
gotta be Jewish.
I don't know. And later on, when he was finally caught, he confessed that he often used cadavers to defraud life insurance companies during his time in college.
Yeah, you gotta have a side hustle.
So that was a big thing. He was a big, like, con
you
artist.
Gotta have a side hustle.
Yeah.
Now, his father had three jobs, and he's got numerous.
Yeah, he's a bit of a con artist.
Well, you can say that's a hard-working family.
Sure.
All right. I'm just going to spin it good.
Okay, fine. If, by all means, try and spin this good, but... All right, so after graduating, he apprenticed in New Hampshire under Dr. Nahum Wright, who was a noted advocate of human dissection. There's a pattern here. He likes dissecting things.
Say that name again.
Nahum Wright.
Nahum Wright.
Yeah, sorry, there's no R there.
You said right.
I know, I said right, but it's
that
white.
Was wrong.
I was wrong. I Nahum, said white, right, but I was wrong.
Nahum White, which is, I believe, what these walls are colored, right?
Nahum White?
Yeah.
Well, spelled W.
It's just darker than egg cream, is it not?
GHT.
Nahum White?
Yeah.
Hey. Right. I'll get a couple paint swatches out for you later.
Okay, so while he was in college,
that's what
and
these are.
The housemates that he was living with his wife and I guess their son.
Gotta have roommates.
Yeah, you know, gotta. Said that he was, Holmes was very violent with Clara and he abused her, so she moved back to New Hampshire before his graduation in 1884 and then had kind of little to no contact with him after that.
Good.
Yeah, I was like, get out while
cut
you can,
off.
Girl. Get, cut
get
it,
out
run.
Of there.
I was like, yes, strong woman over here. She's like, I'm not gonna deal with this shit. You're beating me?
You're loving. We will not be lovering anymore, is what she said.
Exactly. That's what she said. Anyway, so then Holmes moved to Moore's Forks, New York.
Right now, where's that? Moore's Forks?
Moore's Forks.
Moore's Forks?
M-O-O-E-R-S.
Moore's.
Moore's. Like cows.
Like cows, yeah. Forks?
Yes.
Like tuning forks. Like, which path to take.
Or
something. And so what you're going to do is you're going to go drive past the gas station, and when you hit the Moore's Forks, there's a cow in the middle of the road. You're going to take the left-hand side of the Moore's Forks.
I like that guy with charm on. Now what you gonna do down here? You gotta go down
He's
the
not
road.
Southern.
I know, but it's New York. There is a very like specific part of upstate New York where people act like they're from, very similar to people from the South. Huh. They don't have the accent, but there's a similar culture.
Wait, where the hell is Moore's for? Anyway,
I don't know. Take out a map and look it up.
Take out a map. What the hell year is this? This ain't 1884.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if that's still a town anymore. Anyway, so when he moved there, rumors were spreading about him being seen with a little boy, who then later disappeared.
No.
Why? No idea. Not a lot of information about this because it was in 1884. So we don't have a ton of info on this.
Oh, here we go. Moore's Forks.
Would you put the phone down?
Here we go, Moore's Forks. Are you familiar with Altona?
No. Do I need to bring an atlas every time we record the podcast?
Basically.
Are you going to ask me where every single place is on the map?
Basically. You know Canada.
Why is this relevant?
You know Canada?
Why is this relevant?
It's right below Canada.
Great. So happy for you.
Directly up from New York.
Directly?
Directly.
I thought you said
bi-rectly. directly up from New York, due north.
Alright.
If you hit Canada, you gotta circle back 5 minutes.
Okay, great. So yeah, this little boy disappeared, and then Holmes claimed that the little boy went back to his home in Massachusetts, and
that's where they found little boy.
They didn't find the little boy.
No.
As far as I know. The case was never investigated, and Holmes skipped town afterwards.
Why wasn't it investigated?
Because, I don't know, 1884, people don't, there wasn't Amber Alerts, or like, you know, people would just let their kids wander around outside without any shoes on. Or, you know, like, go out late at night.
They didn't find the kid?
I don't think so.
Oh, God.
As far as I know, they didn't. So.
Pour one out for this.
Pour him out for a lot of them.
Pour one out for this kid.
Okay, well. So, he moved to Philadelphia.
No! That's my hometown.
Oh, yeah. And he became a keeper at the Norristown State Hospital.
No, that's where I live.
Well, he quit a few days later. He didn't stay there very long.
Norristown.
I guess he wasn't a keeper after all, huh?
But,
I know, that's a joke.
That's a good one. I like that. I was going to make that joke, but you beat me to it. Wait, no, I was too fixated on the fact that he lived near my parents.
Very briefly, and this was in, like, 1883 or something. Or 85?
Just 150 short
something like years. That. It was, like, 1880, between 1883. Four in 1886.
Just 130 short years before they did.
He took a job. He then took a job at a drugstore in Philadelphia.
Where?
Philadelphia.
But where?
I don't know where.
Be specific.
I can't be more specific. It was a drugstore in Philadelphia in 1885.
Like the back of my hand.
It's probably not there now.
The hell is this?
I doubt it's still there.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. CVS.
No, I don't think they had CVS in this time period. So, while he was working there, there was a young boy died after taking medicine that was purchased at the same drugstore.
No.
And, again, Holmes denied his involvement, but then fled the city. Because, you know, that's what innocent people do.
Run.
Run away.
Yeah.
And this is when he moved to Chicago, and he changed his name from Herman Webster Mudgett to Henry Howard Holmes to avoid being exposed by victims of his scams.
I would have made the decision to change my name from Henry, or was it?
His real name is Herman Webster Mudgett.
Herman Webster Mudgett.
Which he then changed to Henry Howard Holmes.
That's a triple whammy. The next one, Henry Howard.
Well, his brother's name
is H.H.H.?
He had a brother named Henry.
H-H-H?
H-H, and then he just shortened it to H-H at some point. Just
but H, Henry, Howard, Holmes?
H-H-H.
That's smart. I like that. Go on.
Yeah, so after he was caught, he confessed to killing his former med school classmate, Dr. Robert Leacock, in 1886 for insurance money. But it was later discovered that Leacock died in Watford, Ontario, on October 5th,
1889. All right. Time to see where the hell is Watford, Ontario.
Put that down. It's not that important. It's not important.
Figure out where Watford.
I don't even know why I put that in there, because he didn't technically kill that man at all. He just claimed he did. He did lie a lot and say that he killed people that were technically still alive.
Is it near Moore's
Voice? Oh my God! Put down the phone. Put down the phone.
Across the lake. Okay. Oh, it's directly up from Cleveland.
It doesn't matter. That's like a very small...
Cleveland, the mistake in the lake. What?
It's a small blip on, like, he lied about killing a guy that he went to med school with.
I don't know what bird. Okay.
I'm going to smack you. All right, well, anyway. Later that year, 1886, he's still technically married to his first wife, Clara. But he then marries...
They didn't annul that or get a divorce? Or...
No. He then marries Murda Belknap
in
Minneapolis. Yeah.
Belknap.
Hmm. And then after that, like a couple weeks after he married Murda, he filed for divorce from Clara.
Good, yeah. She had done that before.
Saying that Clara was unfaithful. And I was like, and isn't it ironic? don't you think?
Clara's unfaithful. My new wife says so. It doesn't make much sense, right?
Well, nothing was ever proven. Clara was actually probably never even informed that he wanted to divorce her. So
Clara was abused.
So the divorce was never finalized.
She left on her own terms.
That's fair. So, yeah, Holmes and Murda had one daughter, Lucy Theodate Holmes.
Theodate.
Yes.
Lucy.
Theodate is his mother's name.
Lucy Theodate?
Lucy Theodate Holmes.
No, I don't like any of these people's names.
Well, his mother's name was Theodate. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not an excuse.
Theodate
that's
Page
not
Price.
If your mother's name was fuck, that's not an excuse for you to name your child fuck. Like, it doesn't work.
Well, at least he didn't name her first name Theodate. His mother's first name was Theodate.
Of course, it would have been weird if the name came out of nowhere. So, yeah, the mother had the name. But, like, it's not...
That was his mother's first name, too. Like a middle name or, like, a... one you tag on to the end.
The guy is full of patterns, right? The serial killer. Let's not make this a pattern.
All right. Well, anyway. He lived in Wilmot. He had a house in Wilmot, Illinois, I guess, with his wife and daughter. But he spent most of his time in Chicago for quote-unquote business purposes.
Killing people. Or studying at the second city.
That was not there then, because it's 1886. So he came to Chicago in August 1886, and that's when he started, he shortened his name
August?
To August? Yes.
Chicago in the summer, baby.
Yes. So then he shortened his name to H.H. Holmes at that point.
Honey, I'm H.H. Holmes.
So he got a job at Elizabeth S. Holton's drugstore in the Inglewood.
Holmes and Holtons. Teaming up for the long haul.
The Inglewood area of Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know where that
famous
is.
Famous Chicago suburb.
Okay, well, that's where he
is. You don't know where it is.
I've never been to Chicago.
I'll look it up.
God damn it. Put the phone down and start looking at things. I have to give you an atlas next time, apparently. You have to look everything up
at
and see
book?
Where it is on a map.
See a globe.
Anyway, he was a hardworking employee and eventually ended up buying the store from... Elizabeth S. Holton and her husband.
Here's what I imagine, that he's good at everything he does.
Yeah, I mean...
And I'm not saying that in, like, a facetious way. Like, I do think he probably is good at everything he does.
I don't know. I
except for running that hood at a hospital in North.
Well, he only worked there for a few days, so...
So you couldn't tell.
Yeah. Some accounts, there were, like, rumors, and I guess some accounts say that Holton's husband was an old man and that him and his wife vanished after Holmes started working there, but records prove that that was a myth, and they lived well into the 19th century. So,
1900s?
I guess. So after he bought the drugstore, he bought an empty lot across from the drugstore. And in 1887, he started construction for a two-story mixed-use building. On the first floor, there were retail spaces, including a new drugstore. And on the second floor, he was making it into apartments.
What was he trying to do? Put his first place out of business?
I don't know. I guess he did. I mean, he must have closed the other one and then just moved it over to the other...
Time to cross the street.
I guess so.
Pack everything up.
I think that's probably what happened. Maybe he just, like, I don't know. It's I don't know why he has two drugstores. Maybe he wants two drugstores.
But primarily we're talking about
maybe
houses.
Change the other one into something else.
Apartments.
So after the construction was complete, H.H. declined to pay the architects. And
thank you, but
architects.
I don't need to pay you anything.
That happens to my dad a lot, actually.
You did this free?
My dad's an architect, and that's kind of something that happens a lot. That you design a house for somebody, and they don't give you money for it. It's great.
Hi, yes, I'll take this for zero.
Yeah. It's not like you can really, like, give them, like, half the design of the house and then do the rest after.
Can I pay you in missing children?
You sure you haven't... read about this before?
No.
Okay.
Why? Did I get it? Did I nail it?
Some of it.
Ugh.
Okay. So,
I hate this.
He declined to pay the architects and the steel company, so they sued him in 1888.
Yeah, well, they did work for him.
Yeah.
Ash just exchanged.
I don't think it went anywhere. I don't think they like got money from him.
Really?
Probably
so
not.
He got a free building out of it all?
Yeah, I mean, he had, for the most part, he was a very good con artist.
Really? Probably good at everything.
Yeah. Well, maybe he did pay some of it. I don't know. But one of the first murder victims of his was his mistress, Julia Smythe. And she was married to a man named Ned Connor, and they had one daughter whose name was Pearl. And
I'm just glad we got back to normal names, like Ned Connor.
So, yeah, that family moved into one of the apartments on the second floor of H.H.'s new building, and Ned started working at the pharmacy's jewelry counter.
I said it before, and I'll say it again. Every good pharmacy
has a jewelry counter. Well, these days, you didn't have department stores, apparently. You just go to the pharmacy and buy everything there.
You had pharmacy stores.
Medicine, you know, prophylactics.
For all the lovering.
Yeah. So when her husband Ned learned about the affair, he quit his job and moved away and left Julia and Pearl in Chicago. So Julia gained custody of their daughter.
He was a jeweler, and his daughter's name was Pearl?
I guess, yeah.
I love it.
And so...
That'd be like me naming my daughter Stencil.
That sounds way worse.
Spreadsheet.
All right, well, Julia stayed behind and continued her relationship with Holmes, who was, again, still married to two other women.
Yeah, but you should try his lovering.
I don't know where this guy had time to do all this. He's got like seven families.
And a boatload of money because he didn't pay for the house yet.
So on Christmas Eve in 1891, Julia and her daughter Pearl disappeared.
The Grinch took them. Classic The Grinch story.
Although Holmes said later that Julia died during an abortion.
On Christmas Eve?
I guess. I guess at that point no one had heard from them since.
I don't like the timing, but go on.
Christmas Eve of 1891, but it was never confirmed what had really happened to either of them.
Okay.
Then in 1892, he had decided to add a third floor to his building, which he was going...
One more floor!
Which he was going to use as a hotel, so that's where that hotel thing comes in.
So we got a pharmacy and slash jewelry downstairs.
It's like storefront downstairs,
rooms,
apartments,
upstairs,
and then a hotel rooms.
And more rooms.
Apparently, yeah.
Apartments, but people can move in and out.
Suppose, yeah.
I don't know. Just stay in a regular hotel.
This dude's not a normal guy, okay?
You don't have to come here to the pharmacy, apartment, hotel.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He couldn't decide what he wanted, so he made all three at once.
Yep, that had three jobs, right?
Okay, so he intended to use the hotel during the World's Columbian Exposition, but the hotel portion was never, like, fully completed.
He didn't pay for that either, did he?
Probably not. There was accounts from he, like, bought furniture from a lot of suppliers and he would hide it in the hotel because, like,
how do you hide furniture?
Well, I'll get to this in a second, but like the way it was, the layout, especially of like the third floor, I think, was like there was a lot of like secret passageways and like.
Well, that I like. I like
hallways that led to nowhere and things like that. So he would like hide things inside of the secret passageways and the little like hidey holes that he had put in there.
Huh.
In May of 1892, Emmeline Sigrand began working in the building.
Emmeline?
Emmeline.
So close.
And she started a romantic relationship with Holmes and then...
Oh, good. Those always end well.
...mysteriously disappeared.
No, those end pretty well. Oh, she disappeared?
In December of 1892,
yeah. Yeah, saw that one coming.
Another woman who mysteriously disappeared, who was also involved with Holmes romantically, is Edna Van Tassel, and she was also believed to be
what a name,
one of his victims.
Best favorite name so far, Edna Van Tassel. Tassel.
Yeah, so a lot of his early victims were like...
Of the Van Tassel family.
Yeah.
From Sound of Music.
No.
What am I thinking of?
I think of Sleepy Hollow.
Van Tassel?
Yeah, Katrina Van Tassel, Baltus Van Tassel. It's a good movie. Johnny Depp.
I'm thinking of...
That's Von Trapp.
Von Trapp. All right, the Von Trapp, but it was a hassle.
Sure. So yeah, a lot of his early victims were believed to be young women that he would seduce and then propose to, even though he was already married to two other people, and then murder after securing their finances. So he would get women to like put get them to take out life insurance policies.
No.
On themselves, I think, and put them the beneficiary in his name, and then like he would kill them and cash out.
Oh, that's great! Wow. If you're gonna do it, that's how you do
it. I think. Yeah. So.
I'm taking note too.
He also required this of his employees too. So if you worked for him, you had to take out a life insurance policy on yourself, naming him as the beneficiary if you died.
And you would just do it, right?
I guess so. People were like, that's fine. Totally totally normal and above board. I'll totally take out a life insurance policy for $10,000 and name you as the beneficiary if I accidentally die during my work
hours. I don't worry about that.
So.
I already have a life insurance policy. No. I'll transfer it over.
So I think a lot of the people that he killed were either like employees or people that moved into his building.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. In the earlier years. In the murder castle years, because there's not like
the
a
murder
like,
castle of the world.
Because, yeah. So, while Holmes was working at the chemical bank on Dearborn Street in Chicago, I don't know what he was doing.
Is that a
there.
Bank or is it like a laboratory?
I don't know what the hell he was doing there, but apparently
he had to go make a deposit to the chemical bank.
He met this other guy who's a carpenter, Benjamin. Pitzel.
That's some Clorox I need to drop off.
Pitizel?
Pitizel?
P-I-T-E-Z-E-L.
P-I-T-E-Z-E-L.
Pitizel,
yeah,
I guess?
Pitizel, yeah. That's a little candy, right?
No, that's Piz.
Mm. What's the...
Alright. Well, he's he was a carpenter. He had like a shady kind of criminal past. So
yeah.
Him and...
Sounds like Holmes's twin brother.
Yeah, kind of. Went into business together, so to speak, or started...
You build me a house for free, and I'll take your life insurance policy. You have
like
a life insurance
about, policy? Yeah. So, in early 1893, one-time actress...
One time?
I don't know what that means. Like, she acted in one thing and then never again.
Oh, it's a one-time actress? Yeah, Hollywood's full of them right now.
Like, I mean, it's like, what is that, like a one-hit wonder?
Full.
She's like, I had one job.
That was a one-time actress. Got a little movie called Catch Me If You Can.
A weird way to describe someone.
I was a flight attendant.
Minnie Williams moved to Chicago.
Oh, Minnie Williams.
Yeah, sure. You know who that is.
Very popular. It's a popular name. I bet you there's a Minnie Williams in Hollywood right now.
Holmes.
I bet you there's two. Of them.
Met her and offered her a job at his hotel as his personal stenographer. She's given up the one-time acting game and going into stenography.
Which is a lifelong pursuit for that perfect summation of what they said in court.
Sure.
To be a steno? Yeah.
And so in April of 1893, Holmes convinced Minnie to transfer the deed of her property in Fort Worth, Texas, to one of his aliases, Alexander Bond.
The name's Bond. Alexander Bond.
Holmes was also served as the notary for that, for the transfer, and then later signed the deed over to Pitizel, who was using the alias Benton T. Lyman.
Benton?
I don't know where they get these names from. And so then a month later,
what happened
Williams,
a month later?
They rented an apartment in Chicago in Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Park?
Yeah. And
like the van.
They were posing as a married couple. And
the two of the men?
No. Oh. Holmes and Williams. H.H. were pretending to be married.
Minnie
even though he already has, like I said, two other wives. and at least two other children.
But he doesn't, like, keep a wife for long. He killed them.
He didn't kill his wives, I don't think. They just were, like, kind of abandoned at one point. And just... Oh. Well, I mean, the first wife, Clara, left of her own volition. Was like, I don't want to be here anymore.
I love Clara. Clara's
but I don't know, Myrta, I don't know what happened. I guess he just kind of, like, left her in wherever the hell it was. Bumblefuck in Illinois somewhere. And, like, just
that actually might be a town. Let me look that up.
Minnie's sister Annie came to visit soon after they moved into this apartment. And in July, she wrote out a letter to her aunt saying that she was going to accompany, quote-unquote, Brother Harry. I don't know who that is. If that's supposed to be
Brother Harry, now your time.
Or maybe she had a brother named Harry and she called him Brother Harry. I don't know, that's very weird to Europe. But then on July 5th, 1893, Minnie and Annie disappeared.
Why don't I know July 5th?
It's the day after July 4th.
You're right. It's the day after Independence Day. Anyway, you said something about two women disappeared?
So yeah, Minnie, the woman he was pretending to be married to, yeah, and her sister both disappeared.
No.
Because he...
Where'd they go?
I don't know. They probably ended up in one of the murder castle rooms. So in 1894, some police officers inspected the murder castle.
Yeah.
While Holmes was out. I don't know what he was doing, but he was out.
Holmes and was not at home.
He was
home.
Just, like, not there. And when they were in there, they found soundproof rooms with hinged walls, false partitions. Some were connected by secret passages, and there was even some airtight rooms that were connected to pipelines that were filled with gas, which he used as makeshift gas chambers.
Oh.
Several of the rooms also had chutes that led directly into the basement where there were surgical tables and medical instruments. So Holmes could dissect the bodies and sell their organs and their bones to medical institutions and the black market.
Oh.
The basement also contained vats of acid, quicklime.
This story took a real turn.
That's how he's getting rid of all the bodies. And
oh.
So yeah, it's not known how many people he actually killed because he got rid of...
So he would, like, take them apart and dissolve them and...
Yeah, I mean, since there's no, like, way to tell how many people he actually killed because of, in the earlier days of when he had this, like, murder castle operation where he could, like, easily dispose of bodies quickly and he sold them to, like, medical institutions and stuff like that. He would dissect the body and, like,
just... I don't like that at all.
Take the skeleton and sell it to, like, a, you know, anatomy lab or something.
I don't like that at all.
He's very entrepreneurial.
He's entrepreneur something.
Yeah. So, and also, there was a crematorium down there too, so he could, like, burn bodies if he wanted to.
So, yeah.
Obviously, there wouldn't be any evidence left behind in that case because everything is, you know, destroyed. So, yeah. That's why they called it the murder castle. And if in the season of a hotel of American Horror Story, that's like the hotel is loosely based on the murder castle of that H.H. Holmes built in Chicago. And then it's also the counterpart to that is it's also loosely based on the Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles, which is also a real life hotel in LA because the hotel season is set in LA.
Really?
It's a hotel that has had like a very violent past.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
I mean, it's not connected to the murder castle, but it's there's been several serial killers have stayed there at one point. Richard Ramirez stayed there. And then also there was a college student that disappeared and was found drowned in the water tank on top of the hotel at one point. So.
But that's a...
That's a story for another time.
No, that's a premise from How to Get Away with Murder.
Yes. So, life imitates art.
I've seen something.
Okay, yeah. Well, that did happen. A college student got
that's how it starts, the show.
Yeah, well, that really happened
I'm
in my
not
life.
Spoiling anything for the show. That sounds fun.
In Los Angeles, to a young Asian girl, she was found drowned in a water tank at the top of the Cecil Hotel. So that's another, like, so that's like the counterpart to the Murder Castle. Okay, well, I think that's all we're going to talk about now. Because it's already like probably an hour. It's
no,
a
but
lot.
You're leaving us hanging a little bit, right?
I know. This one is like, I thought this was going to be like a more interesting story.
No, it is interesting though, because we just got to the part where he's got a gas chamber.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. I thought like there wasn't, because I knew that
and I hate that.
Was
you know
a
me,
serial
I'm
killer,
Jewish.
But there's not like a lot of specifics about like the people that he killed because they don't know for sure who he killed and who he actually killed and who he's just like
right,
saying
a lot of
he
it's
killed.
Up in the air.
Because
a lot of people mysteriously
there was no proof
disappear.
And it was so long ago and he disposed of all the bodies and the evidence, so it's not like they could really prove anything. But he did confess to like killing way more people than he actually did, or possibly. I mean,
well, don't spoil it.
I don't know, because he did confess to killing that one guy that he went to medical school with, even though he actually didn't, and that guy died in Canada like 4 years later. It's so weird. So yeah. I don't know. He's a pathological liar, a scam artist, and a serial killer. So I mean,
a triple threat, as they say.
Yeah.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one-time actor, AJ Jones.
One-time actor, full-time serial killer.
I am. Like.
Liar, scam artist.
Well, I can't wait. Well, I can wait to see where the story goes from here, but
yeah, it doesn't get better.
It doesn't?
It never gets better.
But it, oh, hang on.
It gets so much worse.
Oh, well, that should be our, that ought to be the way we sign off every episode. It gets
well,
so
that's kind
much
of,
worse.
Well, that's, I copied that from Karen Kilgariff in My Favorite Murder, because she says that, but in a different tune. I didn't use the same tone. But yeah, she said.
All right, we can't use it if
we
it's
can't use that. I'm sorry. Cut that out of the episode. Sorry, Karen. I love you. Be my friend.
All
right. Well. You think if I send her this podcast, we can like hang out.
Sure.
And we'll be friends.
We could Zoom her. We could Zoom call her.
Karen Kilgariff.
I mean, that's the way things are going these days, right?
Besties, me and Kate.
I don't think it's going to get better. I think it's going to get so much worse. I don't know.
Well, she says it gets so much worse.
All right, we can't use the exact wording. What we can say is it gets a lot more bad.
It gets much more bad.
Much more bad. The much more bad, you know.
It gets a lot more sucky.
A lot more sucky.